Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Listen, people, if you missed the last hour, let me tell you that you need to go to S. Abrams, that's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, or you can go to travelers411.com, and you want to look at the show notes for February 7th, 2016, hour one, and listen to the conversation I just had with David Lawrence, who is the vice president of Travel Michigan. We were talking about some of the challenges that Michigan will have this year because of what's going on in Flint, Michigan, that you'd have to be under a rock or in outer space maybe not to know about. But the reason that I invited David to come on and talk with us is that Flint is a small and contained area, and while we very much have the folks there in our hearts and prayers that everything that needs to be corrected is corrected, and that they live well and prosper, at the same time, there's the rest of the state that is unaffected by all of this. Other than the effect that some people seeing the news might say to themselves, Mabel, maybe this is not the year to go to Michigan. And this is what happened with the California fires, with the general strikes in Greece, with the riots in the streets of Paris. You know, there's a bigger place around wherever, whatever it is happening that, if you don't want to be anywhere near it, you can completely avoid it and go to all the glorious places that that destination has to offer. We went out to California during the fires just to prove the point, because if you watch the news, you would have thought the entire state had burned to a crisp. And it's just the way our news is delivered to us. And so, you know, I really like to get the information from the people who are the true experts in travel. The ones who deliver the products, the services, who pay attention to the needs of the traveler and the tourist. And this hour, I'm going to take you off to visit a place I haven't been to yet. And years ago, I interviewed the managing director, Ken Hayward, of the Grand Hotel. This is truly a grand hotel. And arrival there is done with a sense of pomp and circumstance, because you arrive by boat. And the place is one that has great history, and that more presidents than whose name I can remember have been guests at this hotel. And so the hotel is on an island called Mackinac, even though it's spelled Mackinac. It's pronounced Mackinac Island. It is very much a part of the state of Michigan. And I thought that this would be a great example of where you ought to be going in Michigan. And maybe 2016 is the year I actually show up there. And so we have waiting in the wings by telephone, Ken Hayward, managing director of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, Michigan. waiting to talk with us right after this.
Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets go on sale January 28th for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. A summer season of classical music under the stars with BSO conductor Andres Nelsons and popular artists such as James Taylor, Wynton Marsalis, and special performances including Film Night and Tanglewood on Parade. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at BSO.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200 starting January 28th.
It is really a delight to have Ken Hayward back with us. My gosh, Ken, how many years do you think it is since we spoke last?
Too many to count, I think, Stephanie, but I'm really happy to be back with you.
Me too. And, you know, I have to tell you that when I watched the news, it made me think about all the places that could be negatively affected, even though they have nothing to do with what's being shown in the news. And one of the first places that came to mind was your glorious hotel on your wonderful island. And so for those who maybe weren't listeners when we had you on, lo, those many years ago, let's give them an update. And for those who maybe heard and don't remember all the details, we can give them some insight. How many years have you been with the Grand Hotel now, Ken?
Actually, a little over 30 seasons for me. So,
wow.
Yeah, I've been a part of the Musser family who owns the property since 1933. It's been in their family, third generation, and I've had the pleasure of working with Mr. Musser, who passed away a few years ago, and his son Dan, who has taken over. But time flies. So,
wow.
It's been a wonderful thing for me and my family, and it's a spectacular place that I feel very fortunate to have been a part of.
Now, when you say you've worked here 33 seasons,
the next season will be my 31st season.
31st. Okay. So you're coming into your 31st season. So then the hotel is not open year round.
It is not. We opened the first weekend in May and we closed, after the last weekend of October every year.
Okay, so it's May 1 to end of October.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you do the rest of the year?
Well, there's plenty to do. Actually, unlike most hotels, we do all of our renovation while we don't have guests in-house, so we spend each winter improving the hotel, making additions to the hotel. Obviously, I take care of managing that, as well as we still have a very busy reservations department. We have a group and convention services department that stays working on the job. I mean, we do go from a staff of 700 to a staff of about 50 year-round employees. Half of those stay on Mackinac and are working on maintenance projects, and the other half move down to a sales office downstate. But it is certainly a unique operation, and
Wow. There's
probably not many places that do business the way we do today.
Wow. I remember so much about the interview. And I did more than one with you, but it was years ago. It's got to be a good, I'm going to say 8 years ago at least. I have to go and check it out. And that's easy to do by going to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and put Grand Hotel Mackinac, spelled M-A-C-K-I-N-A-C, or Grand Hotel Michigan. That'll do it. And you'll find links to the interviews that I've done in the past with Ken. Now, I don't remember specifically how many rooms there were, but I remember that every single room had its own unique decor and no two rooms were alike. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. We used Carlton Varney of Dorothy Draper and Company in New York as our interior designer, and he stays busy. But we've always featured, since he took over decorating the hotel in 1979, unique decor in each guest rooms, and we have added some rooms since we last talked. I can guarantee you that.
How many rooms, guest rooms are there?
We have 390 now.
Wow. Place is huge.
And much sitting on a bluff overlooking the Straits of Mackinac, which is basically where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, two of the Great Lakes come together, so it's almost looks from the water as if it's a cruise ship sitting on the water because it hangs right on a bluff there overlooking the Straits.
I remember the last time we spoke, or one of the times I had you on the air with me, we also interviewed the people who own and run some of the boats that go from the mainland of Michigan to Mackinac Island. And I thought, you know, how cool is that to get on a boat to arrive at the island hotel?
Well, there's one of two ways to get to us. There are three ferry boat companies that service the island, so you have three choices. Both from Mackinac City on the mainland or St. Ignace, which is those are the towns on either side of the 5-mile-long Mackinac Bridge, or there is a airstrip on Mackinac Island that small aircraft can certainly land, and we do have a lot of visitors that either fly in either their own aircraft, charter aircraft, or and they come and see us that way.
Yeah, that won't be me. I'm not crazy about small aircraft, but I would love to arrive by boat. There is something really decadent about arriving by boat, and you feel quite elegant and part of the 19th century, like, you know, it's 1890 arriving at a grand hotel. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And the first question I'm going to ask you is, how many presidents have stayed at the Grand Hotel? I bet there have been more since we spoke last, but we'll see. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the Candyman. With love and makes the world taste good.
Now
who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candy Man.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ILoveNY.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
There's a bridal suite, one room, bright and neat, complete for us to share.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It's delightful to have Ken Hayward with us. He's the managing director of the Grand Hotel, which is the perfect name for this hotel located on Mackinac Island in Michigan, overlooking Lake Huron and Lake Michigan. That's very cool. How often do you find this place that's in such a majestic location that offers you a place to stay that's truly majestic? But it has a very, I don't know, plantation feel about the architecture of the building. Maybe you can explain a little bit about, first of all, when you arrive on Mackinac Island, you're arriving by plane or by boat.
Oh, that's true.
How are you getting around the, I mean, I remember, sure. But I think for my audience, this is going to be delightful to listen to your explanation.
Sure.
You're now at the airport. How do you get from the airport? Or you come up ashore on the boat. What happens next?
Sure. Well, following up on, you were commenting on how regal it would be to arrive at the hotel via ferry or airplane. It gets even better because then you get picked up in your horse and carriage. Your chariot awaits when you arrive on Mackinac. One of the unique parts about it is that there are no automobiles allowed on Mackinac Island. It was actually the second national park in our country. It was then given back to the state, but 85% of the island is state park, and there's only a relatively small part of the island that's been developed. But the ban on automobiles has remained. We're a horse and carriage bicycle island, so if you land on the island airport or more than likely come over on a ferry boat to downtown, there is a horse and carriage. When you come to Grand Hotel, we have Grand Hotel carriages down that pick you up and you ride up to the front of the hotel and are dropped off. It's only about a 10-minute carriage ride, but that's how you arrive at Grand Hotel. And quite honestly, either foot, bicycle, or horse-drawn taxi is how you get around on Mackinac Island, and I think that totally adds to the experience and the allure of it being such a special place.
All right, ladies, listen up. You need to wear a big hat.
Yes.
And it's not a bad idea to have a pair of gloves. And you need to have a train case. You know what a train case is? Those rectangular cases with a nice handle.
Sure, we
on
refer
it
to them as steamer trunks too.
Okay. No. A steamer trunk is that big thing that all your luggage is in. All your personal items. A train case is usually for your jewelry and your makeup.
Oh, okay.
And any personal items. And it's a square looking thing. And the other thing you need a bracelet. carry the you're going to carry in your left hand because you're going to need your right hand to get out of the ferry and, you know, hold onto a railing and shake somebody's hand and whatever. So you're going to carry it in your left hand. So on your left hand, in addition to your watch, if you're wearing a watch, because literally when you arrive, you could chuck the watch because you don't even want to know what time it is. On your wrist, you need to have a charm bracelet with long dangly charms on it, or a little beaded something, or whatever it is that's dangling off this bracelet. So when you carry the train case, you've got this bracelet. You're going to be the best photo op. You and your horse and carriage and your hat and gloves and your train case and charm bracelet. Ah, sensational. What a great place for a wedding. Do you do many weddings?
We do. We do in our six-month season that I mentioned. Last year, we did about 115 weddings on the island. So we are a very popular and busy spot for weddings. And the thing about weddings today is it's just not on Saturdays. We do them on Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays. Obviously, the limited dates that we have, there's only so many weekends while we're open. So, we have a wedding coordinator dedicated exclusively to just handling weddings that happen at Grand Hotel. And we're very fortunate to have a lot of really special events take place. 115 in 6 months is quite busy in the wedding business.
Wow. Well, it's an ideal location. It really is. I mean, where do you get a scenario? It sounds like the lot of a film studio. Have there been films made?
There has. Back in the early 40s, This Time for Keeps was filmed with Jimmy Durante and Esther Williams being two of the notables. We did name our 100th anniversary back in 1987. We did name our pool after Esther Williams, who was there for the event. And then the more popular recent movie, so to speak, is Somewhere in Time, starring Jane Seymour and Christopher Reeve, which was filmed entirely on location on Mackinac. And we do an event every fall to commemorate that movie. And actually, Jane was back with us this past October, and her fans totally loved the opportunity to spend some time with her during our Somewhere in Time event. But that's been a very popular movie, has a great following, and we're very lucky to have been the location for that one.
Do you ever show them on property?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Almost every night, one or the other would be shown. Yep.
Oh, wow. Is it in some communal room, or is it on closed-circuit TV, or what?
No, well, we do have it available via DVD in a lot of guest rooms, but we also show them many nights of the week, and if we have one of our meeting spaces available, we'll show it there, too.
Do you know the castle in Ireland called Ashford?
I do not. I'm not familiar with that.
You know the film The Quiet Man with Maureen O'Hara and John Wayne?
Sure.
Well, that was filmed on the grounds of Ashford. Although Ashford Castle is not seen in the film, it was filmed on the grounds and in the little town, which is called Cong, C-O-N-G. Part of it's in County Mayo and part of it's in Galway because the river right there, the divide is in the middle. But I guess the town is in, I think the town is in Mayo. But
well, if you
part
watch
of it's in
Somewhere
going.
In Time, you will recognize Grand Hotel in it. It is not on our grounds. It is all throughout the hotel. It was an interesting thing to shoot. They were shooting in our dining room, you know, overnight during hours when the dining room wasn't serving our guests because we were open when they filmed the movie. So it was quite a chore to get done. But it's been a good thing for Mackinac, a good thing for the hotel.
Well, the reason that I brought up Ashford is, well, if you stay at Ashford Castle, on the TV there's a closed circuit channel. You know how it's in many hotels you put the television on, the first thing it says, you know, welcome so-and-so, and it gives you some video on the features and benefits of being where you are?
Sure.
Well, they have a channel where 24/7 The Quiet Man plays. So you might want to think about doing that as a closed circuit thing and just make it available. But I'm going to go get those DVDs so I can see the place. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And I promised I was going to get to the question of the presidents, but we're going to do that in the next segment. So stay with me, everybody. Be sure you go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, and travelers411.com. You'll find today's show archived as well as podcast this week. So you can check back, and if you want to hear it again or share it with a friend, you'll be able to do that. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. People.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turn into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Ireland is? Putting on the river.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am thrilled to have Ken Hayward on the line with me. We were chatting in the commercial break, and it turns out, if you'd like to hear the interview that we did with him last, it was 12 years ago. Can you imagine 12 years ago? And I'm here and he's there. That's unbelievable by itself. And so you can hear this interview about the Grand Hotel at Mackinac Island, Michigan. It was March 21st, 2004. And I forgot to ask, will one of my leprechauns here please check which show that was on? And then I can tell you which show that is. So if it was on, it had to be Travel with Stephanie Abrams because Travelers 411 didn't start until September 17th, 2005. So that answered that question. It was Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and 12 years ago. My gosh, buddy, we know each other a while.
We have. We certainly have.
Yeah. And
that explains why I couldn't quite remember it, I think, too.
But I have to tell you something. You made such an impression on me with describing the property that I remembered the parts about arriving by boat. I remember the parts about, you know, going about in your horse-drawn carriage and no cars on the island. I remember that every room is decorated uniquely and differently. And there's so much history in the hotel. When did the hotel actually start operating as a hotel?
We opened in July 10th, 1887. So this will be our 129th birthday this upcoming year. And we were built back in the era of, you know, the grand transportation companies were building resorts, wood-structured resorts across the country to basically generate business for themselves. And we were part of that movement way back when. We were built by two steamship companies and a railroad company coming together and basically building us to create a destination to bring passengers, and that's how we came to be. And we've always been seasonal. We've never been open year-round. Thankfully, our season's a little bit longer now than it was back then. Back then, you know, they were open about, in time for 4th of July, and they were closed right after Labor Day, so they were only open for a couple months. But it's been a long road for that grand old lady, but she's never looked better and in great shape.
So were you there for the ribbon cutting, for the grand opening?
For the grand opening? No, not quite.
You
I was there for
one.
The 100th anniversary, though, and I was there for the 125th anniversary, so hopefully I'll last till 150, but we'll see.
So tell me about the presidents, because I remember there was a string of presidents who had all made it their business to find their way to the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, Michigan.
Sure. Well, we're lucky enough to have a relationship with the state Republican Party, actually, where they hold an event with us every other fall, and so last year we did have a number of candidates that are running currently on Mackinac to in house. So, before then, it did seem like Mackinac for a long time was a prominent stop for presidents either campaigning or visiting. Obviously, President Ford is from Michigan, so he was with us. President Kennedy, President Truman. We've had both President Bushes, and President Clinton was there with us when he was governor. And then, as luck would have it, his wife was with us when she was first lady. So who knows where that's going to go. So maybe we'll add her to the list of presidents. You never know how that's going to work out. But we were very fortunate to have a great political history. We've had a number of important decisions made by both state and national political organizations made while they were at Mackinac, and then a lot of those groups that were so lucky to host their conventions bring in very prominent people, some of them presidents, to speak to their groups as well. So it's always a challenge when you see security having to run alongside a horse-drawn carriage instead of a limousine, that's for sure.
Oh, that has to be hilarious. Yeah. Hey, how many horsepower do they have? It has to be hilarious.
Exactly.
I need to see all of this. Now, I have a lot of interest in the story of Titanic. And we have visited the Titanic exhibit in Branson, Missouri, and the Titanic exhibit in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. In November, we were there, both of which were spearheaded and founded by John Josselyn. And we've been, of course, to the Titanic exhibit, the Belfast Titanic, which is an amazing building that is filled with Titanic memorabilia in the spot where the Titanic was built, which makes it even more impressive. And we've been to the very small but very emotionally charged Titanic exhibit in Attergool Parish in the town of Loughardon in County Mayo, Ireland, where 14 local people saved their money to sail on the Titanic, of which three actually survived and the others didn't make it. And there is a very moving tribute to them there. Now, reason I bring this up, which seems completely out of context as it relates to talking about the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, Michigan, Ken, is that I understand you have some kind of event coming up related to the Titanic?
We do. We've been fortunate enough to work with an organization in Detroit that puts on a Titanic event for us. And more importantly, we've been able to secure Park Stevenson, who is an expert, has actually been diving on the wreck many times. He's worked very closely with James Cameron, not only the original, the movie, but some of the documentary things he's done afterwards. And he's actually coming this year, and he claims that he's going to have a public forum, and he has some analysis that he thinks completely changes the story, and he's going to present those during the event. But more importantly than that, it is fun for the guests because we are on this big hotel overlooking water. You need to take a ferry to get to us. Everyone assumes the identity of a passenger on the Titanic. At the closing dinner that we have, they find out the fate of the person that they portrayed. It is a little somber at the end, but at the same time, a lot of our guests dress up in period clothing. All the actors participating in the event are all dressed in character. And it's really, it's fun and it's entertaining, but it's also a good chance to expand your knowledge on Titanic and all that happened surrounding it. And our guests really, really enjoy it. And this is the fifth year in a row we've done this weekend, and it continues to grow and become more popular.
And there's no chance of the Grand Hotel sliding over the bluff into the drink.
No, there is not.
No, so that's
a
good point.
We always think about ways that we can incorporate something out into the water. I told our band leader a couple years ago when we did the first one that we were going to have them out on a floating dock out in the water, and we were going to have him playing music, and we'd have all the guests come on the porch and look out at him. He didn't like that idea very much, but
okay, I got an idea for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. The 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic took place in, it was April 14, 15. The Titanic sank April 15th, 1912. So in 2012, between the night, it turned out it was Saturday, Sunday, of the night of the 14th of April And the morning, Sunday morning at 2:20 a.m. when the ship sank, in the town of Lahardon in County Mayo, there is generally a memorial service, a mass, and the ringing of the bell three times for each person from Attergul Parish that was on the ship. And at 2012 event, there were over 3,000 people in this little town that's about three blocks long. And these were visitors who came in for the event. And many of them came from California. And we met people from Pennsylvania, from New York, from Chicago, and just for all kinds of places who had come in for this event because they had relatives who had been from on that ship from that town, from Attergul Parish in County Mayo. Some guys got together and they built a model of the Titanic that was like a third the length, and it's built in three parts. And they floated this thing on the lake in that town. And at night, lights would go on, and you could see it at night floating out there. I have been playing with the idea of getting them to ship that thing, and I've got a friend who works for Hapag Lloyd. I'm going to see if we can give them enough publicity. Maybe they'll do it for me as a favor. And get them to ship over. It's in three pieces. Have it reassembled and float it. I'd like to float it in our lake where we live. But maybe there's a way you could get this. It's fantastic. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You and I will chat about that. Come back, everybody. I'm always the Alka-Seltzer that falls in the water and makes it bubble. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Hello. I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was he?
Connemara?
Yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there. Seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. A bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small hotel.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Well,
I often say that we should have the cameras rolling here so you can hear the conversations during the commercial breaks, because we get into serious mischief. So I may be the Alka-Seltzer that falls into the inert glass that's holding the inert water and make some bubbles, because, you know, I can't leave my nose out of other people's business. It's part of my charm. But I would love to make the connection. I have on the line with me Ken Hayward, Managing Director of the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island in Michigan. I'd like to make the connection, Ken, between you and the folks in Laherdan in County Mayo, who did this unbelievable 100th anniversary memorial to those who sailed, the 14 who sailed from County Mayo on the Titanic, of which three survived. And that wonderful Titanic, that it's huge, that these folks built, and not only is it tremendous and is an exact replica of the exterior of the Titanic, at night the lights go on. You have to see it floating at night. It's just spectacular. So from what I understand, they took it apart. It was built in three pieces, and it's in somebody's barn or something. I don't know. It's stored somewhere in County Mayo. And I want to see if you're interested, Ken, in maybe having a visit from this Titanic replica. I'll go stick my nose in the middle, and, you know, you can shake hands across the ocean with the folks involved and see what it takes to get it here. What do you think?
Well, I think it would be amazing to have people, our guests, look out from the front porch of Grand Hotel out into the Straits of Mackinac. And to have that appear would be eerie a little bit, but it would be unbelievable. It would be awesome.
Let me go ask some questions and find out where they're storing it. It's probably in, you know, somebody's barn, and outside the door there's sheep and a couple of cows. So, and it's not doing much wherever it is. So we'll see what it takes to make that little bit of magic happen. That could be great fun. I mean, you never know what's going to happen when you get on the phone with me, do you? What haven't we talked about that we really need to?
Well, you know, I think we have touched on the uniqueness of Mackinac Grand Hotel, the seasonality of it. I think, you know, the family-owned aspect of it and the fact that this the Musser family has been committed to this hotel to basically through good times and bad, and thankfully times are pretty good right now, you know, has basically not only kept it alive, but, you know, have it flourishing. And you know, last winter and the winter before, we added rooms up to the fourth floor of the hotel. They're called the Cupola Suites, lining across the porch, or across the roof line, excuse me, of the hotel, which, you know, it just makes it, it actually, there used to be dormers sticking out of the roof when the roof was down a floor, but back in 1915, they raised the roof higher and made the guest rooms bigger, so the dormers went away. So when this project's complete in another couple years, we'll have not only added rooms to the hotel, but it'll take it back to the way it looked in 1915, which I think's
spectacular.
Pretty neat thing.
Spectacular. You know, how big is your dining room? Because you have 390 guest rooms now. What do you max out at in terms of capacity, heads and beds?
Sure. Well, we can seat our dining room. Our dining room's set every night for 800 people.
Oh, my goodness.
We have 80 waiters on board. Our largest staff in the hotel is our kitchen and wait staff. We are traditional resort experience. We still include a full breakfast and a five-course dinner in your overnight accommodations. Jacket and tie for gentlemen for dinner, ladies in their finest. We think it's a great tradition to dress for dinner. We do have casual alternatives for people to utilize now. We didn't used to, but we do now. But, you know, in the Grand Hotel dining room, a live music, there's a little dance floor, tuxedoed waiter. Just takes you back to the way people have been vacationing for decades.
And it's a
special part of it.
It would be the Downton Abbey folks on vacation.
Well, you know, in the middle of summer when it's, you know, 75, 80 degrees out, you know, khakis and a blue blazer or seersucker suits, not out of the ordinary at all. But it's, you know, it's not formal, it's traditional. And I think that's a big thing to note. We have lots of families, lots of children in the house. We have a great kids program, a great pool. Obviously, the island with no cars is a great place to let kids loose and go bike riding and hiking and go visit Fort Mackinac, play golf and do all those things. But it's important to note that it's traditional, which means the dining room floor is wood. It's very, you know, there's a lot of activity. So if you bump your water glass with a spoon or a knife, you know, everyone in the room is not going to turn and look at you. That said, we think dressing for dinner and is a big part of the traditional experience of places like Grand Hotel back from the late 1800s. And we think we have so many guests that thank us for maintaining it. We have so many people in this, you know, society's getting ever so casual, and that's fine. During the day, you can certainly be that way, and on some of the nights you're with us, if you just want to go stay casual and go have a steak somewhere, you can do that. But so many people thank us for maintaining the integrity of that dress code, because they can take their kids, get them dressed up, and their kids learn to appreciate how much fun it is to do that sort of thing.
Well, I have to tell you, I love the opportunity that feeling a little festive as a result of seeing people dressed lovely. It's just a nice thing. And I've been corrected. The Titanic replica that was built in County Mayo is a tenth of the size of the Titanic. It's about 70 feet long. But that's still big enough, isn't it?
It would make an impression. I'll leave it at
that. For sure. And you and I are going to talk more because we have a lot to talk about. So stay with me over the commercial break. And everybody else, stay with me because we've got another hour coming up. And if you, for any reason you're losing us, go to sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com. And you can click on Listen Live and hear us now on Travel with Stephanie Abrams. You can pick us up on TuneIn Radio. On your mobile phone or whatever other electronic apparatus you have. And also know that in a couple of days you'll find this show, as every other show going back to 2002, archived forever and ever. and podcast for a year. So you can download it for a year, and it's archived. It'll be there. Well, you can go back and listen to March 21st, 2004, and hear the first interview I did with Ken Hayward. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay with me, everybody. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.